It's a good day for students with disabilities.
Susan Barlow is executive director of the Parent Network. The agency provides support and education for students with disabilities and special education services. Under this new region's policy, if students with disabilities pass their coursework, a superintendent will then decide if they can graduate to receive a local diploma.
The fact that they have to achieve a standard within the districts means that they're going to walk away with those skills. I think the reservation I'm always going to have is that students need to have that those skills around transitioning from school to adulthood. So that work readiness piece, being able to try out different jobs, seeing what fits, also really understanding what their own skills are, what their own gifts are.
This new rule goes into effect June 20th, just in time for the graduation season. Those students would still be required to take the other three regents in other subjects, but it should not prevent them from graduating. Barlow tells WBFO News regents' exams are most challenging for those with cognitive and intellectual disabilities.
Maybe they're just not able to keep up that pace. You look at students who are taking these regents, they've taken them over and over again. There's only so much after a while, they're not going to pass.
How many do you think will this affect?
I think it will have an effect on a number of students, especially because a lot of our students struggle with global studies. Chemistry is one.
Barlow says she's thrilled the regents move so quickly on making the change for the end of this school year. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.